Father's Day this Sunday. We'll talk about some interesting Father's Day ideas and gifts, if not for this Father's Day, maybe for Father's Day in the future. Meanwhile, as we are wrapping up our broadcast here, it's been great. And with this great new news for Wallstrom Marine, we're able to share it first with our WJR family of listeners. A very big deal. Meanwhile, of course, we broadcast in the past from the Wallstrom Marine in Traverse City. And so we've reached out to Joel Shoemaker, the general manager of the Wallstrom Marine in Traverse City, just to touch base. We miss you, Joel. We're not far away, but we're here at the other store in Harbor Springs.
Well, good morning to you, Paul, and thanks for taking the time to call us down here in Traverse City.
Happy to do it. We're familiar there because we've been there, broadcast from there a couple of times. And you've got the same great boat lines, Lund, Crest, Q West, Nautic Star, and you've got the same problems, though. It's kind of hard to get a hold of product.
Well, you're right, Paul. It has been trying to get a hold of product, but we're working as hard as we can right now to secure product for now, for next month, for next year. So we're confident and that we'll receive the product that's been allotted to us, and we're excited for all these brands, especially in Traverse City, to be able to offer our Wallstrom brands as well as the brands that are new to Wallstrom that we've acquired here in Traverse City. So it's an exciting time. We've got a very diversified line, both pontoons that you mentioned from Crest and Apex Marine, from Lund Boats, the premium fishing boat, and as well as the Nautic Star line, which is a fiberglass boat built in Mississippi that has center consoles and deck boats alike. So it's a very exciting time. We're happy to be partnered with all these premier brands.
Well, and new brands are coming with the association now of Colony Marine as well, as announced earlier here on the program. And if I'm not mistaken, Joel, this aren't we getting close to, or have we had the one-year anniversary at that new store in Traverse City?
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out, Paul. As a matter of fact, I believe it is today. Today is the one-year anniversary of this store in Traverse City. Good memory.
We've had nothing but luck today, celebrating the 75th anniversary, announcing what the next 75 years are going to look like, and the one-year anniversary of the first Wallstrom Marine location, I think, that we broadcast from there in Traverse City a year ago, when maybe it was for the opening. And today is the day. Well, happy anniversary to you. Let me ask you, Joel, with your experience as the Joel Shoemaker with us, general manager of the Wallstrom Marine Traverse City store, is there a lot of difference in boating from place to place, like between, for example, where we are, Harbor Springs, and Traverse City?
Well, I think certainly there's differences in the lakes, whether it's on Lake Michigan or inland lakes, but I think one common denominator, Paul, across the board, whether it's in Harbor Springs or Charlevoix or Bay Harbor or here down in Traverse City, is it's just about people getting on the water, just about spending time with families, making memories, regardless of, you know, what body of water you're on. So, you know, some differences there, but a lot of similarities as well.
It's the biggest change for an outsider, and trust me, I'm an outsider looking in. I admire boating and boaters, and have been around a lot of them. But the biggest change for me, and this may seem insignificant to you, are that the pontoon boats seem to be so much sturdier, so much better than they used to be. I mean, there were pontoon boats in the past I wouldn't want to take out on an open lake. I would use only on an inland lake. But now, I've seen pontoon boats on the ocean.
Yeah, you're right, Paul, and that's a great point. So the pontoons and subsequently the tritunes that they've come out have added so
right,
much
the tritunes,
buoyancy.
Yeah,
they've added the ability to add quite a bit more additional horsepower. The ride is high and dry, which allows them to get on that larger water. and also quite a bit quicker than maybe the pontoons that you and I grew up with.
Right. And I forgot, you're right, the Tri-Tunes is brand new to me, at least, having that third pontoon, if you will, and the stability that it offers. And you're right, the speed that they now have make those for some people, the most versatile boat they can have, because it just works out really well for entertaining, for partying, and just relaxing for a little ride around the lake, whether it's inland or not. So they've really, I'm glad you that you've said that, yes, indeed, they've come a long way. Anything else we need to know about your anniversary now, today, in Traverse City?
Well, other than the fact that we're very excited and have come a long way in the last year, and thanks to you and your show for helping promote us down here, and we're busy getting ready for the Bay Harbor In-Water Boat Show taking place starting tomorrow through Sunday, through Father's Day this weekend. So we'll be bringing up some pontoons and some boats from Nautic Star to introduce them to that area as well. And we're just excited. Traverse City is a wonderful, wonderful place to operate a business, to live, to boat. Plenty of protected waters and some of the most beautiful inland lakes, in Michigan. So we're very, very excited and feel fortunate to be part of the community. It's been a warm welcome, and we're, the only thing we're more excited about is the future that we have here. So,
well, you have a great future, that's for sure. And I should have asked Tom Irvin too, as president of Wallstrom Marine. But I'll ask you while you're here on microphone with us, Joel Shoemaker, general manager of the Wallstrom Marine in Traverse City. The engineer we will have tomorrow, Ray Templin, is a sailor. And I think he feels a little hurt that we really haven't talked about sailboats at all. But the reality is, Wallstrom Marine deals with sailboats as well. So, Ray, I bring that up for two reasons. I don't want you to feel left out. And number two, I have to depend on you doing a good job on our last broadcast tomorrow. So that's why. But sailboats, you're happy to welcome sailors and sailboats. Well, you deal in those
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Ray, feel as warm a welcome as we give for Paul. Across the team, we'll be happy to talk sailing boats as well.
Well done, Joel. Thanks for that. We needed that for our boost for tomorrow. Joel Shoemaker, general manager of the Wallstrom Marine Traverse City store. Their one-year anniversary and the announcement day of this fabulous 75th anniversary to make the company ready for the next 75 years. You heard it all here on the Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760 WJR.